The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Ruan Potgieter, welcome by The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Hey, how's it, Roz? Thanks for having me.
So I just want to contextualize. Ruan was the winner of the Africa semifinals for the CrossFit Games. If you don't know what the CrossFit Games are, they are basically the Olympics of CrossFit. And Ruan is going to go and represent the whole of the African continent in August in the States. Ruan, when you were at that semi-final, did you feel like it was your year, that you had this and that you were like literally just going to blow the competition out of the water?
Well, that was the goal from last year's semifinals. It was like, shift your mindset, because physically everything is there. We did what we needed to do. And I didn't walk in saying I'm going to just like thrash everyone. I just said I'm going to focus on me, just give my full attention. And there was nothing else on my mind the whole weekend. I was like, I'm not here to play. I'm not here to enjoy the moment. I'm really just like trying to focus on every workout is a step, a rep, 10 seconds, whatever, closer to trying to qualify for the games.
And then when you got the scores and everything said, now you have won, what was that feeling like for you?
It was weirdly surreal, because straight off of the competition, it didn't feel like anything changed. You feel like, okay, cool, like I won a very big, like you explained it now, like the ticket for the Olympics for CrossFit. I won the competition, but it only sank in like only 2 to 3 weeks afterwards, once my coach and my dad and my wife started talking about like paying for flight tickets and trying to organize money for this and that. So when I was like, oh crap, like we're actually going to Fort Worth now, like that's it, like it was such a surreal moment. So yeah, it was weird, but it was very, very surreal. That's the best way I can describe it.
So the CrossFit Games gebeur in Augustus in Fort Worth in Texas. Wie gaan saam met jou daar wees en wat dink jy is jou kanse om goed te doen daai kant?
Wel, so my vrou gaan saam. So ek is baie, baie dankbaar dat sy kan saam gaan. Oorspronkelijk is huis in die Connie, so dit is my baie speciaal dat sy kan het join. My pa gaan saam, daai is vir my rarig op a ander level, is dit vir my baie speciaal, want toe my hele CrossFit journey begin het 9 jaar terug, my pa was daar die eerste persoon by elke competitie, die eerste persoon by jy weet, warm-ups, by oefening, alles. So die feit dat my pa en my vrou kan saamkom is vir my uiters speciaal. En in terme van om te beheer goed doen vir die games, een realistische goal wat ons wil doen hierdie jaar is Rookie of the Year, en ek mik vir top 20 in die wereld. Dis die goal. Ek wil nie vir enig iets anders as ons gaan nie. Ons gaan om te compete, nie om te speel nie.
Yeah, we're not going to make friends there with the rest of the world.
After the workout, in between, here and there, like I'll chat, say hi, but when it's game time, it's pure focus.
How much support is there for a CrossFit athlete? It's a bit of a solitary sport, unless you're competing in a team.
No, actually, the whole aspect of CrossFit, it's community-based. So there's altijd mensen daar. You know, for me, it's my family, it's my friends, it's my training partners. You know, I've got some solid training partners that train with me when they can, when their schedule allows. A lot of the time I do train alone, but more recently now, I've been having a bit more training partners that train with me. So, you know, like my coach, the whole team behind Vivify U, where I train, you know, Warren from Squad Games, I work with Squad Games with him, so there's a big aspect of community and it's always evident. So whether it's team or individual, there's a lot of backing and support coming your way, and the years of graft and hard work just helps that.
Ruan Potgieter, we're going to continue our chat with him after the news headlines and the sport, and he doesn't know something that we know, because apparently he's a big fan of this thing, and we might just do a little quiz to find out just how much of a fan he is. Ruan Potgieter is still here with us. He is our Africa champ that is going to the CrossFit Games. This is huge. It's actually massive. It's so big. And I'm like a CrossFitter, but I'm not a Ruan CrossFitter. I'm a CrossFitter like the rest of most of the people that do CrossFit. And I think mense dink almal wat CrossFit doen is soos jy. Maar jy is minder as 1%. That type of thing that you're doing is not what the rest of us are doing. And you were speaking earlier about the sense of community that there is.
Yeah.
Everyone's cheering you on. Everyone wants you to get that PB. It doesn't matter if it's the lightest weight in the gym. I finished my workout last today at
and
the
you,
class.
And you still get the cheers, loudest cheers. Everybody comes, high fives. Yeah, that's the community vibe from CrossFit, which we all love.
Why do you think people are so afraid of signing up or starting something like that?
I think everybody has their own reasons, but one thing that I think my opinion is that it gets portrayed possibly in a bad light. You know, like I was just speaking to one of the producers outside, and he's saying like a little while ago he was always a bit like hesitant to try and start and this and that. And I think it's because, you know, you get some people that walk into a gym that's doing whatever they think CrossFit is and videos it, and then they just show the fails, they show the injuries. And so I think it gets portrayed by some people that don't fully know or has been coached properly. And then that's the connotation that comes across. It's like, oh, no, you're just going to hurt yourself. You just do crazy, stupid stuff, and it's not meant for everyone, which it really is not the case.
Absolutely not. So we did some research on you before you came today.
Okay.
Your wife, your beautiful, lovely wife, Jade, is sitting here in the studio with us, and she tells us that you are a massive fan of this guy.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
Right, so we are we're calling the segment of the show Jocks Doing Nerdy Things, right? So this is the world's toughest Spider-Man quiz.
Let's go.
So we want to... Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Let's fight and talk. Talking like a champion. First question. Which newspaper does Peter Parker work at?
The Daily Bugle.
Okay. I wasn't even finished. This one.
Let's go.
That's one. This is a tricky one, right? Stan Lee wrote Spider-Man, but which Marvel artist brought him to life?
Ooh.
This there is was, a very tricky one.
Thank goodness for me, my wife loves documentaries, and I think it wasn't too long ago we watched one on Stan Lee and some of the shows. Steve Ditko, I think
what?
It was.
What?
Yes.
No
thank ways. Thank you, my love,
wait,
for watching
wait,
documentaries.
That's we're coming through with a massive applause. Okay. I thought that at least was going to throw you. Okay, question number three. Which rogue gallery of villains has the alter ego Kurt Connors?
So do you want his like super villain name, or
yes,
that's
please.
The lizard? That's the lizard. Come on.
Okay. There you get another applause for that. That is 3 out of 3 so far. Okay. Question number four. Which Spider-Man actor was too late to save his girlfriend and watched
Andrew Garfield.
I wasn't even done with the question. The answer is Andrew Garfield. Our producer wrote a very funny question, and he watched her do a splatasha Romanoff at the bottom of a clock tower. That's 4 out of 4. 4 out of 4. Let's see if you can get this fifth one right.
No pressure.
Which movie was Tom Holland's first appearance as Spider-Man?
Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming.
I am going to tell you only got 80%.
Oh, really? Homecoming was not the first one.
It was not his...
Tom Holland.
Which movie?
Yeah.
Was his first appearance as Spider-Man.
Oh, no. Can I fix... Can I quickly
you can fix it.
I just
you can fix
in,
it.
Okay, I was
you
too quick.
Your
it was
judge
Captain
has
America,
not given
Civil
you a
War.
No rip.
It was You're Captain America, Civil War. He came in for a brief little second to fight against Captain America.
I tell you, you are just... You are a proper Spider-Man. I thought we were going to catch you.
He's my guy.
We were going to catch you either with the Steve Ditko or with that lizard one. But you got them all correct. Ruan, it was such an absolute pleasure to have you
yeah,
here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for showing people what's possible, man. All the best. We want to have all the updates when you are out there in Fort Worth, Texas, representing Africa at the CrossFit Games. Wat a absolute plezier, by Dunkie.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Thank you.